And now this is a dictation for Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Vasquez, V as in Victor, A-S-Q-U-E-V. Nicole comes post-hospital follow-up. She has not get a primary care yet. In the hospital back late March, I saw her acute on chronic renal failure from effect of diuretics. She likely has diabetic nephropathy with nephrotic syndrome with negative serology. No renal biopsy has been done. She has also underlying hypertension. There was a fall, was in the emergency room, no fracture, other testing negative, was not admitted. She has grown up daughters, although recently she has adopted a three-year-old girl. Blood pressure at home, she says to be around 130s over 70s. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies decrease in urination, infection, cloudiness of blood. It still has significant edema up to the lower chest. She has obesity, no claudication symptoms, ulcers, no smoking, denies increase of dyspnea, denies purulent material hemoptysis or oxygen, no orthopnea, PND, no chest pain palpitation, syncope, other reduced system is negative. Next paragraph, she did not bring her medications boxes, but according to the records, appears to be oncotic, hydralazine, Norvasc, off the lisinopril and Lasix. She does cholesterol, diabetes, treatment, inhalers, antidepressants, muscle relaxants, no anti-inflammatory agents. She is doing marijuana edibles. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 244, blood pressure was 186.84. On the left side, the sitting position, obesity, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, no gross palpable neck masses, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, 2-3 plus edema. I don't believe there is gross ascites. This appears to be more body size obesity. She has not done blood tests since release from the hospital. The last chemistry is available. Creatinine was 1.65 for a GFR of 39 with a normal sodium potassium acid base. At that time, low albumin from nephrotic syndrome, corrected calcium normal. Liver function tests were not elevated. There was a normal white blood cell, high platelets, but severe anemia 7.5 with ferritin level of 148, saturation of 48%. All the serology I have done for nephrotic syndrome, including serology for membranous nephropathy, has been negative. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Diabetic nephropathy, next number, CKD stage 3, next number, nephrotic syndrome, likely diabetic nephropathy, negative serology, next number, uncontrolled hypertension, next number, severe anemia. She denies external bleeding. EPO couldn't be given because of uncontrolled hypertension. It took a lot of effort to find out exactly what medications she's using, already on maximal dose of Coric, as well as Norvasc. We could increase hydralazine. I would like to go back to ACE inhibitors, given the proteinuria, for blood pressure being an African American lady. Diuretics also will be very appropriate. So I'm going to choose first the HCTC, 25 milligrams. We will do chemistry a few days after exposure, and based on that, we will decide to keep adding ACE inhibitors if possible for diabetes, proteinuria, hypertension, and others. We will assess for potential EPO treatment once blood pressure is better controlled. She needs to establish primary care chemistry on a regular basis. Plan to see her back on the next 3 months or early as needed.